DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. You know what? I might have the volume set for porn. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Sonny's Barbecue. Since 1968, the local pitmasters of the universe. Check them out throughout the southeastern United States or find them on the web at sonnysbbq.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a tangy discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Sonny's Pit Barbecue free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Well, hello, Daniel. It's 9:12. I'm sorry, 10:12 Eastern Time, because Daniel couldn't find Sonny's Barbecue's about page.
You know what, Adam? The pittance of money that we get from our sponsors, our fine sponsors, is the only thing that keeps me going.
Well, don't they give you copy before? Some of us
don't make well over $100,000 a year and are just, you know, rolling in cash like you. So,
I think that's,
you know,
old. I do not roll
drive
in cash.
Three cars,
what,
two of which
what do you
are
think?
BMWs.
I don't. I have one car. But what do you think I have? Okay, I'm going to admit it right now. I have a huge building to the side of my house.
Yes.
That is just, I store all of my fortunes in coins.
Yes.
And every day I put on my swimming cap and my trunks with the, you know, like the overall trunks. And I go, and there's a door at the top of the building, and I go up the steps and I get on the, and there's a platform.
I'm sorry. You're just telling me an episode of DuckTales. All right. So
and I dive
it
in.
It is 10:13 in the Eastern time on a Tuesday evening. And that, of course, can mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on Pride48.com. A big howdy ho to the folks in the chat room. This evening, we are joined by the Comic Popsicle, CR Mags, Fucker McFuck Muffin, the Good Humor Penguin. Hey, that's Michael Fine. Prank Call Wisconsin. I believe that's RC. Q Sledge, A.T. Cruiser, Scotty, the Little Aussie Battler, and Toppy Smelly. And then the turnip head is AFK. Hey, you know what? I see that we have two Australians here in the chat room. So please don't bail on me early, because I have a special plea to those of you in the that hemisphere. Is that the Western Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere? What is Australia?
It's not here.
Let me ask, you know, the one thing that you would always ask. You know, right? Okay, Kathy Bacon, in what hemisphere is Australia?
According to Wikipedia, on Earth, the Southern Hemisphere contains all or parts of four continents, four oceans, and most of Oceania.
Oceania. Okay. It's the Southern Hemisphere. So I have a question for the Southern Hemisphere.
Kathy Bacon, I believe it's Oceania, maybe.
You know what? You need to take it up with Kathy Bacon.
You need to check your pronunciation there.
You know what? I see what Fatty's doing. I don't know. Have you listened to the latest Big Fatty?
No, I have not. See, I am now caught up with It's All About Me.
Uh-huh.
And I can only catch up with one podcast at a time.
I see.
So,
no, I was just going to say,
you know,
I see what Fatty's doing. What Fatty's doing now is he is playing clips from us on Tuesdays, knowing that we record on Tuesdays.
So that he gets mentioned?
Right, so that he gets mentioned on the show. It's a vicious, vicious circle. So he's playing clips from us on a Tuesday, knowing that it's going to be Tuesday night. And of course, I can't help but say something.
Well,
you know,
I'm glad you, well, you know, I guess he knows that you are caught up every day and you listen, you know, every morning. That must be like your morning drive to work is the Big Fatty show or whatever.
No, just on Tuesdays, because that's when he plays me. So I only listen to Big Fatty on Tuesdays.
So you
can hear myself, right?
Exactly. Yeah, but how do you, okay, originally, who told you that he was going to mention you on Tuesdays so that then you could only listen on Tuesdays? I mean, how did that work out?
Okay, Kathy Bacon, what days?
I mean, I'm just wondering, if you only listen to shows on days that they mention you, who tells you that they're going to, do they like do they call you beforehand and say, hey, Daniel, I'm going to mention you today, so listen to my show.
Right. No, I'm not. Nobody calls me. So what's the next podcast you're going to get caught up on?
Well, I don't know. Well, now, because I think any show that you mention consistently every week, like when I'm in the gym the day today, I gym for an hour. That's not even a verb, but I go to the gym.
That is not a verb.
We say to each other, are you gymming? I don't know. I think he started it. But anyway, he's not American. So, but English is not his first language. So I go to the gym for, I work out for about an hour and a half on Tuesday. So when I get to the gym, I think, okay, what podcast do I have to listen to today that Daniel is going to mention tonight so that I actually know what they were talking about?
There you go.
So if any of you want me to be caught up on your show, you just bribe Daniel to always consistently mention your show and ask me questions about it when we're recording, and then I'll have to be caught up.
All right. Well, before we go, a moment further in this show, I don't know if you know this or not, but it's the big sports ball Sunday week. Did you know that?
I knew that. Yes. It's like the Seattle Seahawks and the
I don't know
Buffalo
who it is.
Bills, is it?
I don't know. All I know is that a listener of ours, hey, they're Irish. Hey, the listener of the Irish. A listener of ours sent an email calling out a foul on our show. So, Adam, sadly, you have been called out by an astute listener who has picked up on a technical foul that you committed on this very show.
Oh, hold on. So let me go back. I'm sorry, all you sports fans. It's the Denver Broncos. nowhere near the Buffalo Bills.
You don't even care what you're.
Yes, I do. I think
was.
I know what you're going to say. I did not get this email.
I'm curious. What do you think your technical foul was?
Well, actually, I did get an email that I put in the email section, and it says that I don't think I can say it without ending the show.
That was two shows ago, so I believe you're safe.
But I don't know what is that a rule? Like if it's two shows, it's okay?
No, it's just it's always the last show.
All right.
The last show was the only one with the power.
So someone was astute enough. First of all, I'm not sure that they were calling me out on anything, because here, if we're going to do that at this moment, I will just read you exactly what this person says.
Oh, please do it.
Says,
go ahead.
Comment. This is Dave. No last name.
Yes, that's the same person I got an email from.
Yeah. So it says, comments on January podcast 103. The title is missing a word, like B. Or it was actually a question. Is the title missing a word? Like B.
Right.
And I'm not certain if he's calling me out on anything or if.
Well, all right.
Because
All right. Yes.
He is a very detailed listener.
He is. It's detailed listeners like that that make it all worthwhile. So here's just a little behind baseball for those people who don't show up here week after week in the chat room. We decide on the title of the show before we start recording, and we do that by putting a poll out in the chat room. So we ask the chat room for title suggestions. They type in title suggestions. We make a poll. We put it out into the chat room, and they vote on what we're going to title the show. And then it becomes our tasks as performers to mention the title of the show in passing at some point during the show, right? That's the gig. That's the shtick, is that we just say whatever the title is, it just has to be said during the show. It doesn't have to be important. It doesn't have to mean anything. It just has to be said at some point during the show. And our challenge is to try to work that into the show, correct?
Yes, I was on mute. Sorry. Right. Yeah, so.
And
this,
the chat room had chosen the title, It's Okay to Gay, with OK capitalized, because it was the night that the Oklahoma Supreme Court had passed the gay marriage thing. So it was kind of a play on the Oklahoma gay marriage thing. So the title that the chat room had proposed and chose for that episode was It's OK to Gay. And in the episode, it was your turn to say it, to say the title. And in the episode, you said It's OK to Be Gay.
Yeah, but I don't know if he caught that, because what if he just saw It's OK to Gay and thought grammatically that sentence is not correct?
But that was but it was in reference to Oklahoma, and I believe on the following show when I said the ending, because the title of the previous show is what ends the current show. So I believe I did say the title correctly on the ending of the next show.
Gay is not a verb, So it's okay.
Neither
to
is
gay.
Jim. Neither is Jim. But
it's,
apparently
it's
that doesn't
like
stop
okay
you guys
gym,
from that,
right? We go gymming. That's what we do. Yes. Okay. It was too late. It came out of my mouth. What was I supposed to do? Say, oh, excuse me, guys. What I meant to say is, I mean, it was too late.
You could just apologize to Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave. It came out that way, and it would have been too obvious for me to go back and say, oh, that phrase that I just inserted here, I need to correct. You know, I mean, there was nothing to be done at that point.
Oh, good heavens. Let's check in on the old phone here. Hello? What?
I wanted to report that Erica Lawson, better aptly known as Marlboro Man, has died. Funny enough, from respiratory-related illnesses. So once again, Erk Blossom, Velcro Man, dead.
Velcro Man?
I'm hearing blah, 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 who's blah, blah, man. I what is going on with this phone call? Wait, let's start it. I have this is a volume all the way up. It's like someone is playing a recording of a phone call over the phone. I'd like to record that blah, blah, blah had died. Who's the blah of the blah, blah? Okay, Kurt Lawson Lawnmower Man is what they heard in the chat room, is what Q-Sledge heard. Let's see. I have no idea. Let's see. Exactly, RT Cruiser doesn't know who it is. So I don't know who that Kurt Lawson. Let me see who this is. How do I get here? Okay, Kathy Bacon.
Go ahead.
No, it's all right. Okay, Kathy Bacon. Who is Kurt Lawson? Oh, shit. Who is Kurt Lawson? It heard me say, shit, who is Kurt Lawson?
You can't cuss when you're talking to Kathy Bacon. What do? You throw her off.
Oh, Turniphead is calling me on my phone. Wait, this should be amusing here. Let me see. Let's say, hello?
Turniphead, look at your lies. To let you know that it's Erik Lawson, the Marlboro Man.
Who?
Erik Lawson.
Erik Lawson.
That's what I put.
Yeah.
Erik Lawson, the Marlboro Man.
Yeah, like the cigarette.
Yeah, no, I know them. Okay, fine. Let's see. Wait, can I? Let me see if I can do this to you. Say it again.
He is the quintessential dude that everybody who was gay before we actually had porn and the internet readily available was jerking off to. He is a celebrity.
The Marlboro Man. The master.
Yeah.
Master.
Excuse me, caller. We needed to let you know that you are live on the air right now.
He can't. I don't think he can hear you.
No, he can't.
Yeah.
That's okay.
All right. So anyway, thank you, Turniped. Thank you. We'll proceed on there. All right. So that was Turniped.
So I was actually correct in putting Erik Lawson.
Lawson.
Well, I think the problem with that call. See, okay, prior to this, we were talking about Ramble, who always apparently he broadcasts in stereo, and apparently Turnip Head was not, you know, he was not broadcasting and you know the appropriate whatever mono stereo. However, I talk in stereo, and I think if I say it, you guys will get it. Erik Lawson.
Fine, it's Erik Lawson. I'm not sure what Fucker McFuckmuffin thinks that I am ignoring. I'm not ignoring. I like Glenn Close and Fade. I will not be ignored.
Did I add a B anywhere?
Anyway, so there you go. Congratulations. Write it down. Not Lawnmower Man, the Marlboro Man. Although, you know, the Lawnmower Man was kind of masturbatory.
You know, I better write that down, actually.
Yeah, you should probably write that down. And while you're writing it down, you can go ahead and give us I came up with a little theme song for your update. You want to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Uh-oh. It's been removed.
I'd really love to hear it.
It's been removed. Hold on. Let's see.
All right, so am I supposed to talk over this or just...
Sure, go ahead.
I'm assuming this is the doggy update.
Yes.
Okay, so I just wanted to let everyone know, drove the 2.5 hours this weekend, got a little bit worried because the night before we still hadn't nailed down, you know, the details. And this woman, the woman who breeds the dogs, she is not very communicative. And so I email her, you know, and I get little short replies like, yes. I'm like, so are we going to meet at that same place you wanted to meet before? And like an hour later, the email back to me literally just says, yes. That's it. I mean, seriously, really. And I thought, oh my God, she is a flake. She doesn't respond. She responds with one word answers, whatever. So we go down. We're on our way down there, and I'm emailing her as we're driving, telling her we're on our way. We had already been driving for like 30 minutes. We will meet you at 5 o'clock, you know, just so she knows, because I didn't have her cell phone number. I only had an email. And right as I was pressing send, I get an email from her saying, oh, I'm running late today. I'm not going to be able to meet until 6. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm like, we're already on our way, but we'll meet you at 6, fine. So we go down there, and it's this, we get off the highway on this offbeat, off-track, you know, dirt-like road, and Siri, or whoever it was, doesn't even know. We put in this address, and we get to what Siri thinks is the address, and it's literally like trees.
Right.
It's nothing, you know, so we keep driving, and we finally find it was called Birdtown Grocery.
Birdtown Grocery.
It was in this little, you know, town that has maybe 50 people living in the town, and it was not even a grocery store. It was a gas station that they called it Birdtown Grocery and Deli.
Yes.
They're, you know, two girls in the parking lot doing that, you know, Saturday night cruising thing that you do when you live in a small town. You have like one gas station that proclaims to be a grocery store.
Now, were there large, large trees and you know, just like, you know, little forest villages all about there near the Birdland Grocery?
I know what you're getting at. Yeah, well, there were lots of trees. I mean,
lots
it was
of,
pine
lots of trees.
Trees.
If I were to look this up on a map, would it be the Birdland Grocery in Endor?
It could have been. Well, I mean, the distance we drove, it could have been. I could have fallen asleep on the way. And anyway, so finally we see the woman, and she had already emailed that she was there, but I couldn't find her. And it was a small. I mean, it's not like this was a huge parking lot. It was literally just like a little town gas station with like a dirt. Gravel side parking thing for like three trucks, and that's it.
Right.
But I don't know where she came out of nowhere. She had this little Ewok dog in her arms. Turns out she was the nicest woman. She was like, oh, I'm so sorry I was late. And she was, you know, talking about all the vet stuff and gave me all the papers. And she said, let me know if there are any problems and if there are any vet things that are related to, because she had a hernia thing. That's why I couldn't pick her up the week before. You know, I'm totally responsible for that payment. If there's any extra stuff that has to be done, so let me know. Anyway, so it all turned out. We got the dog. Her name is Sydney.
I just posted a picture of Sydney in the chat room.
I think you posted a picture of an Ewok.
I did not. I posted a picture of...
that's not Sydney, but that's the same type of dog.
Posted a picture of a Shih Tzu in an Ewok costume.
They wouldn't really have to do that. Shih Tzus already look like Ewoks, so...
They do. Let's see. Here's another... oops.
So Scotty Battler wants to know how I'm spelling that. I'm spelling it S-Y-D-N-E-Y. Is how I'm spelling it.
There's another picture of it. You put these pictures on the Google. I keep hitting my damn microphone.
You'd think you never did it. You've never done this before or something. That one looks more like her, but she's smaller than that.
All right. So what I was gonna say was, now that I've done that. What I was gonna say is, I don't even know. You posted these pictures of this dog everywhere. It just looks like a damn Ewok. It really does. So I was trying to find the Yub Nub song, and apparently they've gone and pulled it down everywhere.
Well, I took her to the vet Monday. She's perfectly healthy. No worms, no nothing like that. She's been peeing on her pee pads. She has peed outside every time I've taken her outside, but I haven't gotten her to poop outside yet.
She hasn't gone poopy in the potty yet.
She has done it on her...
She hasn't gone to poopy in the grass.
On her puppy pads. Well, the only way to get her to pee when we go outside is she likes to chase me. So I like have to step back and she chases after me. And then eventually after she does that so many times, she feels the urge and she pees really quick. And then, you know, that's it. But I can't get her to poop. That's okay. The update.
There you go. I'm pissing me off. I can't find the song. God damn it. Anyway.
I think it'll be fine.
I'm pissed off.
I don't think anyone's sitting at home in their chair going,
no,
oh my
they
God,
are.
I'm
They're
never
all...
listening to this podcast again. They couldn't find the Yub Nub song.
They said that about 5 minutes ago. Wait, here it is. I found it. Here it is. It is the Yub Nub song.
And I will always love you.
strangely enough, that was the sound that Sydney was making when I put her in her fenced-in area yesterday.
Really? Let's see who's this could be
hey,
on the phone.
Dubious intent. Yeah, Turnip Head. Pete's here, dead.
All right. What I heard was, hello, it's Turnip Head. Pizza here, dead. Wait, let's try this again.
Hey, Dubious intent. Yeah, it's Turnip Head. Pete's here, dead.
I
know who it is. I know who he is. I know who it is who died. You don't need to call me. I know who it is that died. It just did sound like he said pizza here, didn't it?
A little bit. He needs to change carriers. Whoever he is with, you need to drop that pay-as-you-go shit.
You need to.
And get a real carrier. I don't know what you guys have out in Canada.
They have nothing. They have like tin cans and stuff.
Hey, by the way, Turnip Head, how close are you to Niagara Falls?
No, you don't care.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway.
All right, Pete Seeger, dead. All right, so put Turnip Head down for another entry into the fabulous contest and up that pot by $1, sir.
Would you like to know what we're up to?
I would love, you read my mind. I would love to know what we're up to.
We're up to $35.25.
$35 and what?
25 cents.
$35.25. That is amazing.
So we need a lot more people to die before Vegas. Because otherwise, you won't even be able to get a buffet meal on what we've got.
Right. Little Aussie Battler does not know who Pete Seeger is. He is not Australian, so he is not important to you. All right.
Ask RT Cruiser. I'm sure he knows.
Yeah, he probably knows.
He has a list. He has a book of dead people.
He does. All right. Move along here. So tell me, what is this thing?
This is really quick. This is super quick, unlike most of my stories. Last week, actually Tuesday of last week before we recorded, I don't know why I didn't say it last week. Anyway, I was in a meeting.
Why did you just say it like that? Why did you say Tuesday?
Tuesday. I don't know.
Tuesday.
I don't know. Tuesday. Whatever. What are you, a linguist now? Are you like, I said it that way?
I am not, but I work for one.
So I was sitting in a meeting last Tuesday. I don't know how to now say it Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yes. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And... okay, I have to go back and say, we have a guy on our team, and I have nothing against anyone with any kind of medical conditions or anything like that.
But now you're going to say something against people with medical conditions.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to say anything against them. But he has, what's it called? The skin condition where it gets
leprosy?
All red. Huh?
Leprosy.
Well, I don't know if that's the same thing, but it's not called that today.
No, leprosy, it would be falling off. You're thinking of eczema, probably.
Psoriasis, maybe?
Sure, but I thought you did that to your liver.
It's all red.
That's eczema.
And it's flaky and like, yeah. Anyway, and I mean, it's gross looking. I mean, I will say, because it's like all over his arms and stuff. I would wear long sleeve shirts. I mean, but whatever.
Okay, it's Kathy fine. Bacon, what is psoriasis?
Psoriasis, a skin disease marked by red, itchy, scaly patches.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. So it's psoriasis. Well, there used to be this commercial that would come on and say something about psoriasis and tedder?
Tedder?
Tedder. It was on this commercial that they sold this cream for. Anyway, so he has that. Fine. You know, no big deal. I don't make a big deal out of it. Whatever. It's his cross to bear. But I was in a meeting and I look over and at first I saw him kind of picking at the scabs on his arm.
Ew.
Whatever. And this is kind of a Wes Stone moment, okay? Because like, you know, I could think of Wes mentioning someone like clipping their nails at their desk or something like. So he's picking at his scabs and I'm not really thinking, I thought, oh, that's kind of gross, you know, whatever. And so then he dislodges a scab, apparently, from his skin, and he proceeds to stick his finger in his mouth and eat the skin scab. Ew. In a meeting. Like, do that at home. Like, you know, are you hungry?
What?
You know, it's gross enough that I have to see that every day. Like,
what kind of meeting was this exactly?
It was like our weekly status meeting with our manager.
And he's just there chomping away on his skin.
Yeah, he's just like peeling scabs off his arm and then like sticking them in his...
Oh, man, what time is it? It's like 10:30. I'm not going to eat until 11. I'll just have a little snack.
And I mean, look, I know he has no control over that skin condition. Whatever. Fine. Don't peel it off and eat it. I mean, really? Look, Q-Sledge in the chat room says, did anybody else see this? I have no idea. I didn't say anything to anyone, but it's, I save those little gems for this show.
Wow. And you know what? We thank you for it.
I don't understand. People who, okay, you have to pick your nose. I understand.
You don't have to.
People pick their nose. I mean, you get crusty stuff in your nose. You got to get rid of it somehow. But people who eat it.
That's just gross.
I don't understand. Why? Why do you eat things like that?
You should eat it in the privacy of your own home. You shouldn't do
don't
it in public,
eat it, though.
People.
That's it. That's
unless
it.
Unless you're a cannibal. I mean, if you're a cannibal, then I guess, you know, that's maybe it's part of his religion. Maybe he's a cannibal religion dude. I don't know.
He's not getting a promotion, I can tell you that. I mean, anybody who sits in a meeting and picks scabs and eats it, they are not next in line for that manager position. I'll just tell you that right now.
That sucks. I mean, what is it? What if he's the most qualified guy and he's just, you know, he...
Trust me, he's not.
Okay. All right. Excellent. I have a plea now. A plea. This is the point of the show where I make a plea to the folks in the Southern Hemisphere. That would be the folks in Australia and New Zealand. And the Faroe Islands, which, by the way, is right next to New Zealand. I don't know if you knew that or not. My nephew, who has been on this show before, Kent has just left to go to Australia. So he's in Australia for a couple of months. Actually, he'll be there until like mid-April. And he's up in the Brisbane area, I believe. Let me pull up the old map here and see where he's going to be. Brisbane.
You know, maybe I said Tuesday funny because I watched The Chew.
Tuesday.
I watch The Chew, which is a show where they cook and stuff. It's around noon, and it's like Mario Batali and what's his name, Simon. What's his name, Michael Simon, and then there's like Carla Hall, and then Dr. Oz's daughter, and then the guy from What Not to Wear. I can't remember his name. Anyway, they have themes for every day, and Tuesday is Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So maybe I'm getting The Chew. Right,
can I finish with my? I was in the middle of asking people things.
Please,
I was trying to. So my nephew's over there. He's on some god awful contract. I don't know what they have him. Do they have him like? They have like mines over there or something. They probably have him just like digging in some kind of dirt mine or something. I don't know. I imagine like the entire country of Australia, and very much like that movie Holes, where they just have their people just dig holes all the time, and that's like what they do. But so my nephew's over there, but I know he's somewhere up in that area where the big town that he will be going to occasionally is Brisbane. So what I need is maybe someone, you know, to kind of, if he comes into town, you know, maybe you could show him around a little bit, you know, like point out, say, hey, that's a kangaroo over there. Hey, that's a I don't know what, I got nothing else. What, a wallaby? I don't know. That's a eucalyptus tree over there. Anyway, if you're
koala?
Up in that area, a koala bear? I don't know. See, now, Scotty, if you're in Brisbane, then you should let. Can I like get him in touch with you, and can you get in touch with him? Whatever, so that whatever he won't be flying into Brisbane. He's working somewhere inland at some dirt farm. I don't know what he does. I really don't. But I know he's going to be there, and I know he wanted to go to New Zealand. So, you know, I don't know if we have anyone that listens still in New Zealand, but, you know, maybe someone in New Zealand could offer to, you know, you don't have to like, you know, put them up in your house or anything like that, or, you know, whatever, just, you know, meet with them or talk to them on the phone if you don't even have the time to meet with them. If you do have the time to meet with them, that'd be great, like show them around or whatever. But if you don't have the time to meet up with them, you know, just, you know, let them call you or whatever and say, oh yeah, you should go talk to Sheila and Bruce and... I got no other kind of Australian things.
Well, Scotty, first of all, Scotty says he hasn't seen him there. So, you know, are you sure he's there, not in California? And also, I didn't realize Scotty was back in Australia now.
Well, I mean, Scotty, you know, Scotty is an international man of mystery.
Well, Scotty, could you tell me when you're traveling? Like, you know, just kind of give me an itinerary, you know, a printout maybe.
See, he's right. He says charter jets fly out to the mines. There are dirt mines out there. I knew it. I knew there were dirt mines in Australia.
Do they have that big? Isn't there a that movie you were talking about? There's a movie called Holes or something where they have these big worm-looking things. Is that Australia? Do you guys have those big worm-looking things?
I think you're thinking of Dune, which is a different.
I don't know. There was something with worms that came up out of the ground, and
I think that was Star Wars. Maybe that's why you
No, it wasn't. It doesn't matter anyway. It was horrible. It was a crappy movie.
They're not dirt mines. They're coal mines. I challenge you to tell me the difference between coal and dirt. Nothing is what the difference is. All right, let's there you go. So if you're over there, I don't know what area of the country that RT Cruiser lives in. What area of the country does RT Cruiser live in?
Well, how big could it possibly be? Aren't they all like right next to each other?
No, Australia is like Australia is at least twice the size of Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like as big as the US or something. How big is Australia?
No. Australia, it's like about twice the size. From one side of Australia to the other is about, 30, 40 miles, I think. I think to drive from Perth to Sydney is about 30 miles, it looks like on this map, about 30 miles. Sydney to Brisbane is about, 10 or 15 miles, I don't know, like that. Down to Melbourne is another 5 miles, whatever. Tasmania is off the coast, so you got to swim. It looks like you could probably swim it in a couple hours, though. Probably faster if you took a boat.
Australia is 11.5 times as big as Texas.
That's not true.
That is what this website says.
No. They're using Australian kilometers, which are completely different than normal kilometers.
Tennessee. Let's compare it. So it is 70.41 times as big as Tennessee. So 70 Tennessees could fit inside of Australia.
You know what? I'm not relating to this. Okay, Kathy Bacon, how large is Australia? Oh, you're not going to tell them. You're just going to print it on the screen. You're not going to use your voice. Fine, be that way. According to this, it's 2.97 million square miles.
Okay, I'll give it to something you can understand. It is the United States is 1.25 times as big as Australia. So Australia is only one fifth smaller than the U.S.
You've already lost me. You've already lost me. I'm just saying, it looks really tiny on the map there. So
all right. The U.S. is 9,629,091 square kilometers. Australia is 7,692,024 square kilometers.
Correct.
Anyway.
Or for normal people, 2.97 million square miles. All right.
You could go to mapfight.appspot.com.
I don't want to. Anyway, so if you're down in the Southern Hemisphere and you can help me out, help a nephew out, then, drop me an email. Let me know. So there you go.
You know, surprisingly enough, Australia is much larger than the Philippines.
I read your news story. I don't think this is true.
There are millions of islands in the Philippines. Anyway.
You are shaking up my knowledge of geography. And as an American student of the public school system here in America, I am quite good at geography. I can point to Russia on a map without it being labeled.
Oh, we should compare it to Russia. Wait, I can do that.
I can point at on a map without the names being, because if the names are on it, it's cheating. I can point on a map without looking. I can point to Greenland, usually. I can point to South America and Africa and Canada and Mexico and the United States. And I can point to Alaska.
Did you know that Russia is bigger than the U.S.? I did not know that. Anyway.
Russia is gigantic.
Russia is 2.22 times larger than Australia.
Russia is like fucking huge. It's ridiculously huge. That's why I can point at it on a map with
a ghost ship crewed only by cannibal rats.
Oh, in Antarctica. I can point to Antarctica. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your ghost ship with the creepy rats.
A ghost ship crewed only by cannibal rats is feared to be heading for Britain. The hulk of a cruise ship has been adrift in the North Atlantic for the past year after being cut loose off the coast of Canada. But now, coast guards are reportedly worried the recent storms may have driven her thousands of miles towards UK's coastline. The 300-foot vessel, built 40 years ago in the Soviet Union, has nothing aboard but packs of disease-ridden rodents.
Well, that's pretty much all there is in the former Soviet Union, is disease-ridden rodents.
Who are forced to prey on one another to survive.
It's a blood sport of the crazy rats from the crazy... Hey, I'm a Russian rat. I can't do a Russian... I am a Russian rat. I am here to, scratch your eyeballs out.
So, I mean, first of all, there's a lot more to this story, but I just want to say...
The two of them really pissed me off.
I just want to say...
I'm Moose and Squirrel.
I could see, first of all, pirates. You know, the whole movie, not Mr. Banks. He was in some other movie. The pirate.
Mr. Banks.
The pirate movie recently with the same guy in it. You know, I can imagine the pirates trying to take over the ship and like a whole movie, you know, where these like Teenage Mutant Ninja rats, you know, jump out. It's like Splinter.
Oh, I needed that one. That's what I needed. I needed that.
They've all got canes, you know, and they're like, whoa. I don't know.
It's like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they are no longer teenagers. They have got to be in their 40s by now. I'm just saying.
They're still a cartoon. They're still teenagers because they're still a cartoon today. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
All right. They're not teenagers anymore. They can't be.
How many, just guess, and I don't have an answer for this. But
that's the best kind.
How many, well, you can be right no matter what you say.
Right, exactly.
How many ghost ships do you think are floating around our oceans right now?
You know what? I think that is an excellent question for Kathy Bacon. Let's find out. Okay, Kathy Bacon, how many ghost ships are in the ocean at the moment? One.
No one knows. I mean, what all is floating out there in our wondrous oceans that we don't know about? Okay, so in
there's
Norway,
there's a huge island made out of plastic wraps.
I would not.
Have you never heard of this floating garbage island out in the ocean? Let's see, floating. Go ahead. I'll try to find it here.
Okay, a Norwegian man was sentenced to 14 months in prison for demolishing his brother's home with a forklift. Officials said. The incident happened last summer in the village of Etne, the local newspaper reported on Friday. So a lawyer for the victim told the local the man decided to demolish his older brother's home after hearing rumors that he planned to knock down an older house on the family property that the younger brother believed he had a right to live in. So his way of reacting was totally crazy. The lawyer says you don't tear down a house because you hear some rumors. The older brother said his 16-year-old son and he were in the house when the suspect began tearing down walls with the forklift.
What? All right. If you're going to knock down a house, there's a show on PBS. I don't know if it's still on or not. It's called This Old House.
I don't know if it's on, but it's Bob Vila.
They've changed host or
and
whatever.
Norm.
Norm was the dude. And Norm taught me a valuable lesson when I was a homeowner, which is there is a tool for everything. There is a right tool for the job. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, having the right tool makes the job incredibly easy, right? So it's incredibly difficult for you to go out and build a fence, which I've done before, if you don't have a nail gun. But I have a nail gun. So it makes that job very easy. To go out and build a fence, right? It makes it very difficult to put up crown molding if you don't have a miter saw, right? So I got a miter saw. That makes it very... If you're going to knock down a house, why a fork... Where would a forklift come into this? It's just like, why would you look at a forklift and go, that's what I want to knock down my house with, a forklift?
Well, I'm sure that's what he had. I mean, I'm sure this was a spontaneous, you know, they must have, for some reason, they must have had a forklift. And he's like, you know what, fucker? You're going to knock down that other house that I was going to live in. I'm just going to take this forklift and I'm going to knock down your house while you're in it. Along with the jail time, the younger brother has been ordered to pay $164,000 in damages to his older brother. And he received a 5-year driving ban for drunken driving while fleeing the scene. Uh-huh. See there?
He was drunk.
That's why he went for the forklift. He clearly was not thinking with the right mind.
Now, If you're going to sneak up with someone, you shouldn't use a forklift because it does that thing that beep, 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 beep.
That's when it's backing beep, up, Daniel. Beep. Was he backing to the house?
They're always backing up. That's how they drive them. They only have like reverse and stop. That's like the only two things that they have. And I think they even beep when they stop because I've never been in a Home Depot without those damn things just like going on. All right, here's the garbage island thing, by the way.
Today, everywhere we go, we are surrounded by plastic. We drink from it, eat from it, wear it, and use it in almost every part of our daily lives. This miraculous invention and its evolution have created a new era of cheap, convenient, and disposable products that have transformed the way we live. And it's hard to imagine what we would do without them.
Oh, dear God, get to the island.
Plastics is too firmly embedded in modern life.
But plastic is unlike any other
middle
of the Pacific Ocean, a midway point from the west coast of the U.S. and the east coast of Japan.
Oh, good.
Only
God.
One government plane flies out there every couple of weeks, carrying supplies along with researchers and maintenance workers.
I feel I'm in a dark sauna.
They're flying out to the garbage island.
No cars are allowed here, so transportation is by foot or golf cart. As we drove to our accommodations, I realized right away that getting around this place is harder than it seems.
There are birds everywhere. We're trying to dodge them in the dark.
I just want to see the damn garbage island.
Are they driving on the garbage island?
Yes.
Located at the top of Papahanao Makuakea Marine Monument, it is home to a vast array of wildlife. More than 2 million albatross nest here for part of the year. That's about 70% of all the Laysan albatross in the world.
It's like this humongous island that was made out of garbage.
Did they make it out of garbage on purpose?
No. The currents and everything. So like people would throw plastic in the ocean. The ocean currents would kind of like swirl all this floating plastic together into this huge mass that's like miles wide. And then over the years, it's like it started to, you know, dirt and grass and things are growing. It's an island. It's a floating island. It's a floating garbage island. Yeah, I got nothing.
I don't know. I looked.
This show sucks.
You always
this
say
show.
That.
This show sucks. That's all. I'm just like to apologize to everybody right now. This show sucks. I'm sorry.
All right. So everyone, look up garbage island. That's the news.
I'm just saying this show sucks. It is all my fault. It is all my fault. It's Super Bowl weekend or Superb Owl weekend or I don't get it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aaron. Happy birthday to you.
All right. Well, then it's that time.
Who's Aaron?
It starts with two A's, so it's at the top of the list. Did you need me to make it more germane?
No, it's fine. Happy birthday, Aaron. All right, so here we go. So your first birthday of the evening.
Yes.
Let me make sure it's going to the sub channel before I embarrass right. myself
yes.
here. Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes.
Here we go.
I'm ready. I am.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Wait for it.
In the arms of the angel.
You know what? The chat room just typed out Lord, which I was going to make that as a joke and say it was Lord, but this is Sarah McLachlan.
It is. And this song is from the SPCA commercial.
I was going to say, this song can only be viewed if you're looking at really sad. Like, just go Google sad looking pets and then while you listen to this song.
Google one-eyed shih tzus.
Right.
And yeah. So anyway, Sarah McLachlan, I believe that's how you pronounce it. She is 46 years old and apparently an advocate for puppies. And other things.
Exactly. 46.
All right. So here's this one's going to take a few. So here's the first one.
Okay.
You're never get this when I've played it.
It's just American Horror Story?
It is American Horror Story.
Okay. Okay.
You don't watch that show, I guess.
I do not.
Okay. So it was specifically
It's a show about a brothel, right?
It's a horror story.
It's the American Horror Story.
Yes. Okay. So this person has been in these three things.
American Horror Story.
The second season of American Horror Story.
Okay.
This is a movie.
This is Star Trek.
Well, it's a specific one, but I'm sure you probably won't get...
Well, it's the reboot. This is Star Trek, the reboot. So this is the new Star Trek.
This isn't the reboot. It's pretty. Okay, you got Star Trek. It's First Contact.
Oh, Star Trek, First Contact.
Okay. So here is the... Now be thinking, who might have been an American Horror Story?
Who's a whore that was in First Contact?
Horror Story. And Star Trek, First Contact.
And this. Getting from there to here. Enterprise. It's
been a yes.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give you a little clue.
Okay.
This person played the same character in First Contact...
Yes.
That this person also played in Star Trek Enterprise.
Enterprise. He played, it's Cochran, right? It's, what's his name? Cochran.
It's Zefram Cochran.
It is. And I don't know the actor's name, but he's that old crotchety guy that plays Zefram Cochran on Star Trek First Contact. What's his name, though?
He's been in like every imaginable.
I know, he's a wonderful character actor. I could like point to him in a picture, but I just don't know his name. What is his name? I'm curious.
He was in Deep Space Nine. He's been in like, he was probably in Benson or something like that. I mean, he was like every TV show you could possibly, every movie. I think they just throw him in because they're like, oh, we need, you know, him.
Who is it? What's his real name?
His name is, so you're not going to be able to guess.
I know who he is. I just don't know his name.
His name is James Cromwell.
James Cromwell. See, I wouldn't have gotten that.
James Cromwell, who is in everything. I mean, turn your TV. Okay, people who are listening who are at home next to your TV, turn your TV on right now. And whatever's on.
on is better than this show.
I guarantee you he has been in. If he's not in that episode. Oh, Babe. He was in Babe. He played the guy.
That'll do, Pig.
The old man. Yes.
That'll do.
Okay. So here is, this is not our last birthday. Is it penultimate when it's not the last one?
Yes, it's the penultimate.
Okay, see, I've learned something from this show. Yes. So here we go. This is not music, but I think you would have gotten that.
Okay.
Now it's doing something. Hold on.
All right, here we go. Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, damn it. Now I'm getting an ad. One moment while this ad.
Wait, it's not the ad?
And it's not the one that lets you skip after 4 seconds. It's the one that, you know, that makes you 3, 2, 1.
I don't know if you've heard about this. There's a bit of a controversy going on surrounding Abercrombie and Fitch right now. Do you know about this? All right, you probably heard about it if you're a teenager.
Am I supposed to be identifying Ellen?
Yes.
Oh, that is Ellen DeGeneres speaking.
Yes, it is Ellen DeGeneres who had the flu last week.
I thought Ellen was saying something about the person whose birthday it was.
No, Ellen is the one speaking.
Okay. Yes.
And just for anyone who cares, she records her show like a day early, I found out. And on Thursday, she records both Friday and Mondays or something like that. Something weird like that. So last week she was sick and had the first ever guest co-host on Thursday.
Who was it?
The girl from The Office.
I don't watch The Office.
I can't remember her name to save my life, but it's the girl from The Office. Anyway, but the funny thing was, so Ellen was Friday, Ellie Kemper, something.
Sure. Let's go with that.
The co-host. And then magically Ellen was there on Monday but she was completely well. And then it was weird. Because she records her shows all funky. Ellen DeGeneres is 56 years old. I'm on an Ellen. I love Ellen now. We watch her every day.
Here's my question. If Ellen DeGeneres is 56 years old.
She's a cover girl.
And Vera is 57, and Big Fatty is 57. Why does Ellen look so much better than them?
Maybe she has a deal with the devil or something.
I'm just saying. Big Fatty, you know, doesn't look, I mean, if you were to stand Ellen DeGeneres and Big Fatty next to each other and you were to say, you know, well, like guess their age, I would be like, well, it's this young lady and her grandpa have shown up here. I'm assuming that's.
Well, okay. I want to say, look at Ellen DeGeneres' neck, because that really gives away her age.
Neck.
A lot of times she wears collars. Neck. She wears collars a lot. But when she goes collar or like, you know, without a.
Yeah, but you know who else wears a lot of collars and like really high collars is Donna Sugars. But Donna Sugars is younger than Big Fatty.
Well, I'm just saying, look at Ellen's neck when she's not wearing a collar and you'll see some age in her neck. That's all I'm saying. I noticed it the other day. I was watching and.
Oh, yeah, she does. She looks really old.
She looks good on her show and airbrushed and CoverGirl commercials or whatever. But, you know, she looks...
Talk show quick.
Anyway, so here is the last. Are you ready for the last birthday?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I'm
hey,
obsessed
we're doing
now.
A show
with,
here. We're doing a show.
I'm literally doing a Google search on Ellen DeGeneres' neck. All right, it's just no. Go ahead. What's the no? Please.
Okay. Here we go. This is the last one.
Oh. This is a duo, right?
It is a duo.
It's a duo. It's Daft Punk.
No, I thought it was Queer as Folk, actually, but...
Daft Punk.
It's not.
It's not Daft Punk.
In a minute, it's going to go...
The Eurythmics.
Well...
Is it the Eurythmics?
No.
Crosby, Stills, and... No, that's three. Is it Simon and Garfunkel?
Now, let me reiterate, I don't know who originally recorded this song, so one of those could have been the group that recorded the song, because I have no clue about that. I don't know what song it is, but it's a show. It's not the person who recorded the original song.
Oh, it's a podcaster.
It is.
It's a podcasting duo.
It is, yes.
It's Scotty and the Little Aussie Battler.
It is not.
Aren't they a duo? I think they like... Budgie something
maybe, but that's not it. Sorry,
not it. It's Fatty and Poodle.
No,
no! Vera and Conscience.
No,
Scott and Cindy.
Who are they? Oh no. No, not them.
It's Wes and Turnipid.
No,
it's Nicole and Christina.
It is not Mike Lawson and his penis, the chat room says.
It's Mike Lawson and his penis.
No, it is not Mike Lawson and his penis, RT Cruiser.
Let's see.
You've gone through just about
every five. Hold on. I will get this.
It's not Adam and Maddie, Mr. Mike.
I know who it is. It's Mags and the other one.
No.
Let's see. Oh, it's Matt Burlingame and his co-host that I can't, Tom something.
Are you going to go through every other podcasting duo, but?
It's Taylor and Taffy.
No.
Curtis and Brian.
No. Circle gets a square, Alex, or whatever.
It's Christian and Farrell.
No. Who's Adam? Is he that melon fucker? No. It's not them.
Oh, but so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker?
Right. All right. It's Mark and Ed.
It's
Mark and Ed.
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dude.
That's the wrong one, but it's
Daniel Brewer? No.
No. It's Mark and Ed there. Mark and Ed.
It's Mark and Ed.
Burns is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community. Dubious Intent Plus.
Right.
Yeah, so I wanted to mention, I listened to their little, first of all, you and I both forgot to call in and wish them happy.
No, I have, you know, you told me that I couldn't speak about them until the birthday segment, so I have withheld saying anything all goddamn episode. I was pissed. I was very pissed off. I listened to their show all the time. I never once heard them say, if you want to participate on, you know, on Founders Day to be on a float, you call, you know, give us a call specifically for that show. And the only show that I missed was the one that they did live. So unless they specifically said it on that show, they never actually said, oh, you can participate in the Founders Show episode by calling. And so what did we get? We got a float. It was a great float, by the way.
Well, they contacted the GOAT, but they didn't let us know.
I think the float was pulled by a Clydesdales that got wounded by Kathy Bacon, but I'm sure it was a great float.
Look, I was away getting my dog. I didn't know about any floats.
I would have called. I didn't know. I would have done a Kristen Chenoweth thing. I would have, you know, sang a song. I would have lip-synced a song badly for them. That's how much, you know, that's how much they mean to me. I would have badly lip-synced a song for them.
You know, actually, that's not a bad idea. For this year's Pride 48, you know, we should just, in case, you know, we have like throat issues or anything like that from us, you know, talking the entire weekend, we should just lip sync our entire show.
I would come out there and I'd be like,
shake, 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 shake.
I'll lip sync this battle. Here we go.
This gentleman. Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew.
Now you realize this is not a video podcast, right?
See, I would do that. Now, could you imagine? You could just imagine the Dubious Intent float pulling up, right?
Yep.
The Dubious Intent float pulling up with, you know, all of its regalia and whatever, and they're freezing, you know, bundled up when the freezing cold would be me standing atop it singing, "Who could take the sunrise, sprinkle it with dew on Tuesday."
Actually, I do want to say, I think everyone should nominate It's All About Me for Best Produced this year in the podcast awards that I know, because talk about production value. I don't know how long they worked, but they timed all the little background parade music, you know, like the drums coming up and whatever to drum major Kev, whoever it is.
Drum major Kev, whoever he is, right.
Whatever, you know, they did all that, you know, special like parade music for each person and all, you know, all that kind of stuff. It took some real production value there.
Unlike today's Big Fatty,
I'm not caught up with that, so I cannot say.
So in today's Big Fatty, Poodle McNoodle got a hold of some bubble wrap that was sent to her, and so she was supposed to be playing with it the entire episode, but he had to use his mouse to do something and then he forgot. And then it's like there's an entire segment of the show where she's not playing with the bubble wrap. And then like she comes back later and playing with it when his old addled brain remembers, I'm supposed to be doing the bubble wrap. And it's like,
poor Big Fatty.
I'm just saying, poor Big Fatty.
So actually, It's All About Me is one podcasting year old.
They are 1 year old, and congratulations to yes. To Mark and Ed, which I noticed that they must be pissed off because they're not in the chat room.
So yeah, this whole segment, and neither one of them could grace us with they must be, you know what they're doing. They're they're still recovering from their Founders Day celebration.
From the big Flounder Day.
I think it was all weekend, actually. It was a weekend celebration is what they said.
It was a week-long celebration of Founders Day.
So happy birthday to everyone. Wait.
Yeah.
We forgot to mention you won. Not only did the GOAT is the only one of DI Plus that made an appearance, but you were like third runner up for their drawing.
I know. And do not mention who the other two people were, because if they don't call, then I'll win. So if they don't call, if the other two people don't call in and get in contact with them, and I do, then I will get their prizes.
Have you contacted them yet?
No, not yet.
You only have a week. And
they record on Fridays.
So you have till Friday. Anyway, so yes, if the other two should die, like if next week we get celebrity death phone calls from the other, you know, the winner and the first runner up or whatever.
Who we will not name.
Then we will know there was some foul play afoot, because the winner gets $100 gift card to anywhere of their choice that has gift cards.
And you know what? And here's the thing, because they're recording on Friday and hold on, let me get out of the birthday segment real quick. Are we done with the birthdays?
Yes, we are done.
All right, let's see. I think I've got one here. I've got one that will work. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sydney. Happy birthday to you.
Aww. She's 10 weeks old right now.
Contact is the secret. Is the moment. Every baby
excellent. I just wanted to. So this coming Friday, the day that I have to get in touch with them.
Well, Friday.
But do you know what this Friday is?
Well, this Friday is January 31st.
31st. And what important event happens on January 31st?
It's the last day of January.
It is. It is also Robert and my 10th anniversary.
Yes. Happy anniversary.
It is our 10th anniversary. And next year on January 31st, we will all be in Florida for my wedding.
No, so, that's right.
So January 31st, 1 year. So this coming Friday begins the 1 year countdown to my wedding. So there you go.
Wow. I didn't remember that it was your anniversary.
Oh, an important question from the chat room here. Cosmic Popsicle wants to know, what podcast is the So Adam is the Melon Fucker from? I just want to clarify here. Do you mean this clip right here?
Oh, but so Adam is the one who's the Melon Fucker?
That one. That
she is so sweet in person. I just want to say right now, apparently I was wrong.
That is from Pleased to Meet You. Farrell. Yes, Farrell from Pleased to Meet You, but I was going to give him the podcast address, and it's one of those weird ones because it's got a number in it. So,
Pleased to Meet You. Podcast Hosting Company. Yeah. Blogspot. Blogger. WordPress. Org.
Yes.
Something
no,
like that.
It's, no, it's, I think it's like, it's got the number two. So I think it's like Pleased to Meet You.
Two
with the number two. Let's see. Pleased to Meet You. The podcast. Yes. So it is. It is Pleased, the word spelled out, the number two, meet, M-E-E-T, and then the letter U.com. So
if you go to pleasedtomeetyou.com, don't go to pleasedtomeetyou.com.
Don't go to pleased. No, you have to go to pleased to, the number two, meet you, the letter U. So pleasedtomeetyou.com.
You get a site in German.
Desprechen, hacking, hacking, fucker.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's who that was from there. And their show, by the way, much better than ours. So you should go and listen to that. All right. So what was I going to say? Did you write down the title so I can get rid of this window?
I know the title.
Oh, you know, you've already messed it up once. So I just want to make sure that you.
I think I got it right.
Big dubious intent float.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, because he mixes it with love to make the world taste good.
I just see myself doing that.
All right.
I insist in Vegas this year that we do that. We make a float. And then in the ballroom, in the Excalibur, wherever we're at, the ballroom would just roll in on a big float. You know, the stage, like roll up in front of the stage on a big float. And I can sing candy.
Way too much. That is too much production right there. Right. We couldn't even get a fucking basket for the prize money. And Donna Sugars was like 5 minutes late delivering the, and not only that, but Toppy Smelly had to like lip sync his own voice of God because I don't even remember why.
That was his fault because he forgot the script.
He didn't have a script.
He did. Clearly, he recorded all those lines. So he had a script. He just forgot to bring it. So we've got an entire, not an entire year, but we've got a good ways here to plan on this. Because the basket of money and all that stuff, that was all last minute. I want to say, let's just go ahead and let's put it up on the board right now. Let's put it on the board right now that we are going to have a grand entrance on the pink carpet.
I don't think people knew that we have a storyboard and every one of our intricately designed shows, we storyboard the week before with little stick figures.
And this particular storyboard just had like stick figure people with just like knives shoved through them, like going, let's just kill the audience with a little really boring show.
The audience loves our shows. So someone in the chat room, a Cosmic Popsicle, says that the float needs to be in the shape of a giant melon. I just want to run something by the entire audience. Speaking of giant melons, you know, Big Fatty has that spotting Big Fatty.
Yes, he does.
Thing.
Yes.
So what I thought was I should spot Big Fatty's face on the melon.
Well, then do it.
But I had that in strategically a shot of the melon. So it's, strategically placed and everything, but his face just right on top of the melon. I just want to know what the audience thinks about that.
I think you should do it. I think you should just do it first, ask questions later. All right, we do have a voicemail here. Shall we get to that?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's do that then. It comes in here from Australia. Oh, that's why we don't attach waves.
I asked you.
Oh, it's Chrome that had a problem with them. Hold on, I can download it. Hold on. Let's see.
I said, Daniel, why did I have to convert those to MP3? I don't know. My computer can play it. I don't know.
I got nothing. Why won't it? Oh, save link as. All right, there. Let's do that. Oh, that crashed. Oh, no, there we go. That and then I'll open it this way. Do the old fashioned.
Hey, it's 1:01 p.m. What time's the show starting? Gosh, this is Scotty. Oh, I love listening to you live. This will be my last time ever because I'll be working next week. Bye.
It's only 1 p.m.
in Australia.
I know. So why is he? Well, why is he making it sound like he's up really late or whatever?
No.
You know what, Scotty? You have a cell phone. You can listen to us at work. You don't. You can just stick your earbud in.
He said, I don't like to listen to shows live at work because when someone comes up to your desk, first of all, that is the time when someone says the most inappropriate thing. And then second of all, you know,
listen on an earbud. You don't have it on the speakers.
Well, no, but I mean, my headphones are those over the ear kind and
I have earbuds on my desk.
I was listening to Big Fatty one time and one of my coworkers came over and said, what is that you're listening to?
Did I ever tell you the Big Fatty Nightmare? Did I ever cover the Big Fatty Nightmare on the show?
I don't know.
I shouldn't tell it because we're running long. All right. So, but it was really, this actually happened. This is like a real thing. It was frightening. Well, it caused me to wake up in cold sweats at, like 3 a.m. in the morning and have to leave the house. That's how intense it was.
You had to leave the house?
I did. I had to leave the house. I never told this story.
Why did you have to leave the house? What is?
By the way, thank you, Scotty, for the phone call. So this is what happened, right? All right, let me get out of the contact section. We'll just do this. 3, 2, 1. All right. So this is what happened, right? I had just moved up here, right? I was working at my job up in Rocky Hill, the job that I was there, and we worked in this office, and we had. It's not like now where I have my own cubicle, whatever. We had like shared cubicles there that didn't really have walls. So it's like we were just like, all next to each other, all face to face, EU, whatever. And I left my phone at work. I left work in the afternoon to go home and I left my phone on my desk. Okay.
Okay. This now, isn't your dream, right?
No, this really happened. Oh, okay. I left my phone and then when I got home, I realized, I left my phone at the office. Okay, well, that's right. I don't need it tonight. That's fine. Whatever.
Yes, because as we know, you never answer your phone anyway, so.
But I mean, it's like I usually chat and stuff on Hangouts, whatever. Anyway, the point is, I can do that without the phone. But I knew that the battery wouldn't die or whatever because it was plugged in on my desk, right? So, I mean, it was the old Galaxy Nexus that, needed to be plugged in all the time. So it was plugged in on my desk. And so I forgot about it. I did whatever I was going to do, and I went to bed. And then at about 2:30 a.m., I woke up, cold sweat, just cold, holy fuck. And I had to get dressed and go drive into the office to get the phone because I realized from my hazy waking up sleep, right, that I had gone to bed or whatever, is like my alarm clock is my phone and it plays a podcast at extreme volume and you can't turn it off without typing in a code. And the podcast that it plays is the last one that it downloads, which is going to be Big Fatty. So I just had this horror thought of because I don't get into the office until 9 or so and people get into the office 7:30 and the alarm was set to go off at, at 8. So I just knew that there was for the entire 20 minutes of that show, it was going to be blaring at top volume and no one could turn it off because they didn't know the code. So it was just going to be, yes, oh, that was high tech. And, people like trying to do it just like, and these people didn't know me because I was new there. I was very, so there you go. That was my Big Fatty Nightmare. I had to get up and go and fix it.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, so you said it would be disturbing everyone. Well, see, I'd be more worried about what comes out of his mouth, but.
Right.
So you have to like type in a code or whatever.
Yes. You have to type in a code.
Well, can you hit pause?
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact at dubiousintent.com.
Maybe I should have said, can you be? Hit pause.
There, you see, but I paused about doing that because technically you can't hit pause without unlocking the phone. That's the whole point of it. But yes, I got that you were trying to end the show, and I got that you. But it wasn't right.
No.
Whatever. All right. So.
Happy Founders Day.
Happy Founders Day. Happy 10th anniversary, Robert. He doesn't listen to the show, but happy anniversary anyway. And hopefully I'll try better next week. I'll try harder. Good night, Chad.
Good night, David.
Celebrity Death Phone. Pete Seeger, songwriter and champion of folk music, dies at 94. That's right, Pete Seeger, dead at 94. Evidently it was a joke that he has been dead several times, but now it's officially true. Oh, this is Christian from Pleased to Meet You.
Hey, Dewey's and Tet Plus, this is RC in Wisconsin. Pete Seeger met his maker today. All right, bye.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser, Celebrity Death Phone. Not that I'm expecting too much because you have some sort of vendetta against me, but Pete Seeger, folk singer, dead at 94. Bye.